I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll start today in North Korea with a question. What would you do if headlines claimed North Korea had nearly wiped out underground churches? Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea urges caution.
We have to be really careful readers about information about North Korea.
Recent reports made that claim, but the reality is much more complex. Foley says the opposite of eradication is happening. Churches are growing despite persecution. But proving it poses a challenge. Reliable information is limited as the government blocks news about Christians.
When the North Korean government carries out its policies successfully, what that means is no information about North Korean Christians leaks to the outside world.
Join us in praying for North Korea's Christians without ceasing, but also stay informed through trusted sources. We'll connect you to a few of our partners at missionnews.org. And years of faithful ministry have led to new possibilities. Jason Taylor of Set Free Global says they began freedom ministry in Uganda in 2005. Now, they're considering nearby Ethiopia. In partnership with Crew and Freedom in Christ Ministries,
we are going to be hosting a freedom ministry training event for around 200 to 300 Ethiopian believers coming from multiple churches. This is an unprecedented opportunity.
Set Free conferences start in East Africa on Monday. Pray the U.S. team will get there safely.
We're asking for prayer that we would effectively walk people through the seven steps of freedom in a group format, but make it personal so each person can experience the freedom of Christ for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.